Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to break it all down. We do it every single Friday with Dennis Ranahan, Quarkside Sports, PicksFootball.com. We're down to two. Two games we will break down and see if we can find a winner. One winner, maybe two. One will be good enough. One's just as good. One and oh is a good weekend as far as I'm concerned. What's going on, Dennis?
Ooh, that seems a little defeatist. You know, if we just find one winner here, well, why don't we just pick one game then and take each side? And we'll find a winner that way.
No. I don't want to find a loser to go along with the winner.
Okay.
I want to find a winner and then call it a day is what I would
Yeah,
what I
it
would
really
like.
Is. It is a great weekend. But I enjoyed listening to your show earlier this week when you and Adam were talking about different venues and fans that were tougher to play in front of. And you must have a real unique experience of that as a player and going into some – I know you were talking about Philadelphia and things
yeah.
like that, but as a high school B basketball player, I remember going to San Mateo High, and it would be playing in the pit, and we used to fear that kind of thing. But in the NFL, when I was with the Raiders, I was really in on the Raiders. I was 100% down, and I had a black suit and white shirt and silver tie and black and silver shoes. And, I mean, I looked like somebody right off the set of Guys and Dolls, you know, as I look back at those pictures. But there'd be times when Ken LaRue or Tom Grimes, somebody else I was working with, or Al Okasel would say, you know, these tickets need to go down to the gate. Would you mind running down there? And, of course, I would. And so if I was wearing that outfit, if I was in Denver, who was, you know, obviously a rival of the Raiders, the fans would point and laugh and say, whoa, 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 but they were great. But in Pittsburgh, that was the place that was spooky. I used to put on the overcoat and try to hide the shoes because that was the location. They wore those helmets at Three River Stadium for reasons. You know, there were full beers flying through that stadium at different times when we played the Steelers. That was a little bit more vicious. But I enjoyed your conversation so much about, you know, the venues you played at, Tom, that were a little bit more intimidating.
Yeah, probably the most raucous one that I played at that was right on top of you, that you could feel their breath, was the Pit in New Mexico. We played there, and that one was, man, they were like 13,000 loud. That's where we were number one in the nation. And they were, man, it just felt like they were sitting in the huddle with you. Yeah, that was super loud. NBA, I don't know if I felt that way. If Philly, Detroit could get a little nuts sometimes. They had a couple fans there that were a little nuts, but nothing too. I mean, football. I mean, basketball isn't. And look, everything's changed. It's not the 70s and 80s anymore. The fans are totally different. People used to run on the field after Yankee games when the Yankees won. You would never see that in Major League Baseball anymore, or for sports, for that matter. I mean, think of that. Yankee fans running onto the field after they win
shaking Hank Aaron's hand.
Yeah, patting him on
the
back.
When he hit the record home run.
I mean, that person would be clocked, maybe killed, shot, and
brought to
prison. It's a different time because back then you didn't think like that kind of stuff was possible. Like you didn't think that would happen. And then with, you know, we got Monica Seles and other situations. They just say,
right.
Nah, we can't have that. We can't have the fans on the
field. Well, we remember as kids watching Mike Curtis take out a fan that made the mistake of running onto a Baltimore Colts field when, you know. And the thing is, the football players are obviously, I mean, they're already dress for war, you know, with the uniforms and the padding and everything else that goes with the shoulder pads. But I would think you, as a basketball player, you're a little bit more vulnerable out there to fans and to,
yeah,
to them, like baseball players. But well, baseball players are a little bit farther away from the action.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Action.
Yeah, obviously the biggest instance of fans coming onto the court was the Malice of the Palace in the NBA, and a couple guys got clocked. I remember Jermaine O'Neal almost knocked some guy's head off. That guy's lucky Jermaine O'Neal slipped before he got off that punch. But I've always taken the stance, and it may not be the popular stance with a lot of people, but if you come onto the court after the game, come onto the field after the game, you're fair game at that point, buddy. I'm sorry. There is nothing on your ticket that says, hey, come onto the field after the game and enjoy a couple seconds with your favorite players. That to me, because if you go up to a player who just lost a game, especially a tough game, and you're patting them on the shoulder pads or you're taunting them or whatever, I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. You get clocked. Guess what? You wouldn't have got clocked if you had stayed in your seats. It's really hard for a player to punch you when you're in the third row. It's really difficult. So, hey, once you're
unless
on the you're, field.
Who was the Indiana player that went into the stands after the fans? He changed his name to World Peace after he did it. But,
World Be Free? Or no, Meta World Peace. Ron Artest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Where he went in Detroit. That was the Malice in the Palace. That's what started the whole brawl. But there have been instances. Well, hockey, wasn't it? Mike. What was his name? I can't remember his name. But he went up in the stands, and it was. I mean, Broad Street Bullies go up in the stands, beat the crap out of the fans. It's like if you're going up in the fans. That seems a little excessive to me. I mean, you got to let them have the stands, but once they come onto the ice or whatever, then you go ahead and do what you want to do. All right, let's just start off with the NFC Championship game. That's the first one this weekend, and I don't have a lot for you. I'll probably take the Niners just because they're getting points. I think these teams are so evenly matched. Home field, 2.5 points, that sounds about right. You have the best team in the NFL all season long, maybe the best team in the NFL, or at least the NFC, the last 2.5 months of the season. They may go about things differently, but they both like to get to the passer. They both like to run the ball. Their coaches do things a little bit differently. They're willing to go for it on fourth downs a little bit more than the Niners are. But, again, I think that's probably why the point spread's so low. These teams are really, really even, and they're both playing really good. Really good football. I mean, do you see a discernible edge in this one?
Well, I am anxious to see what numbers come through tonight to make some further, with our further deliberations on this game. But 75 sacks. Philadelphia has 75 sacks. And you're putting a rookie quarterback in a situation with that. I'll tell you, one inspired group on Sunday will be the offensive line of the 49ers, because they know what they're up against, and they are going to do whatever they need to do to protect Mr. Purdy here, I do believe. And, you say the 2.5 is the right line, things like that. I'm really surprised at the 2.5 line for this reason. When Philadelphia won 38-7 last week and San Francisco had a little bit tougher time in getting by the Cowboys, that was a situation where I thought that line would come out at 3.5. I thought they would go on the other side of the field goal as I handicapped the game. Mm-hmm. And it came out at 2.5, and I said, well, that'll move up. That'll go to 3. And it hasn't. Now, they've tacked some vig onto mm-hmm. the Philadelphia side, where you might be laying $1.15, $1.20 now to have the minus 2.5. But the books haven't taken the 2.5 off the board, while 62% of the wagers so far, and as I say, I get more accurate numbers as the weekend goes on, but right now we're looking at 62% wagers on Philadelphia, and the books are unwilling to go to 3. And so what that tells me is they like the Philadelphia money. And so if the books like the Philadelphia money, we don't want to give them what they want. And so that would lean the 49ers way.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
I would agree with you. I think if they go to 3, immediately it'll go back down to 2.5. I think 3 will get snapped up in a heartbeat. I would be more than happy to take the 49ers plus the 3. I'll probably take them plus the 2.5. Not because I feel strongly about it, although I do like that reasoning. I just think points are worth taking in this matchup, where I could just see it be a pick 'em. I mean, basically, is what you're doing is just paying for home field, and that's probably worth something, no doubt.
Well, there's a few other things too, Tom, to take into consideration here. 52 degrees, mm-hmm. and no snow in Philadelphia. That's San Francisco weather.
Yep.
And so we could be going back to Philadelphia in January, and you know, have a Eastern cold winter kind of day. I think that's a break for the 49ers, that we're getting that we'll have calm weather at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. I think that helps the 49ers. I also think it's a classic battle between the best rushing team in football, the Philadelphia Eagles, against the best rushing defense. And so I'll take the defense over the offense in a championship game every time. And so we get the situation, we can have the situation with points. And as Paul pointed out this afternoon in one of our meetings, according to his numbers, San Francisco offers us the better team with a worse record getting points. That's one of our little mantras that we look at each week during a season. Is there a spot where we can have the better team getting points that currently has a worse record? Now, the worst record in the 49ers situation, both these teams have won 15 games, and the 49ers lost 4 and the Eagles 3 over the course of the regular season. So that's the distinction between the records, and so that's close. And the argument of whether the 49ers are better than the Eagles can be debated, honestly. But if we just look at the last 10, 11 weeks, the 49ers have been the best team in football. And so that mantra, you know, better team, worse record getting points, that could come to fruition on Sunday against in this particular game in Philadelphia also.
Got it. Now, the other game I do like Kansas City in this game. And before I get to why, let me ask you this. Because everybody's throwing flowers at the feet of the Bengals and how great they were last week and how dominant they've been. And they did. They looked great last week. There's no doubt about how good they looked last week. I wouldn't dispute that. But what would this, and a lot of this is Mahomes' injury too. I'm not sure exactly how much this factors in. I know it factors in some, but I'm not sure how much. But let's say everything's being equal. What is the line if Cincinnati had to go to Kansas City after the Baltimore game? Because they only gained 230 yards in that game. Like, I think people, it's like almost like people forgot about that game. Like, they remember that they've beaten Kansas City three times in a row. They remember the Buffalo game with complete clarity, like all the things that Buffalo did and all the fun alignments they had and all the motions they had, just how they dominated them, how Anarumo would just put the shackles on John. I mean, everybody knows that. It wasn't that long ago. In fact, it was like just a couple weeks ago. They really scuffled against Baltimore. I mean, really scuffled. 230 yards in that game. I get it. It's a divisional opponent. It's a little bit different. But it's like that game was like wiped from the map. It was like a NBA play-in game. But like the records just go in the ether somewhere and no one knows if the game ever existed. What would that line have been if Cincinnati goes to Kansas City after the Baltimore game?
Yeah, I think it'd be similar to what it is right now in Kansas City.
I thought it'd be more.
I think the Chiefs would probably have been a 1 or 1.5 point favorite in Cincinnati if they hadn't, you know, wedged between the dominating performance that the Bengals put on against the Bills. I think, you know, nothing is shorter than the memory of gamblers. And so we've got a situation here where they're only looking at that Cincinnati game. And like you, I'm looking at a Bengals team that lost a point spread 2 weeks in a row to Baltimore. And Baltimore was playing with a backup quarterback that had not had the success that Purdy has had, you know, for the 49ers. And that now we look at Mahomes. I don't see how you ever would have had the Bengals before last week's game. Now, if this game was in Cincinnati this week, coming off the Buffalo game, mm-hmm. then I could see the Bengals being favored by 2 or 2.5, perhaps. But the line is very revealing in this contest. Because Mahomes was injured on Saturday, mm-hmm. by the time the line came out on Sunday, they had already it pared down to reflect the injury to Mahomes, and it was the first opening line was Kansas City, a 1.5 point favorite, mm-hmm. which is really probably 2 points lower than it would have been had he not been injured. I mean, it, you know, 8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago, whatever it was, when Kansas City played the Bengals in Cincinnati this season, they were a 2.5 point favorite on the road.
Yep.
When they lost the game by three. They've lost, in fact, three straight games to Cincinnati by three. So the line opens at 1.5 with Kansas City the favorite. And then the early reports, or at least the public decided, oh, no, you know, Mahomes is hurt. And the line went all the way up on Monday and Tuesday. It peaked at Cincinnati, now a 2.5 point favorite at Arrowhead. And then Wednesday comes along and Mahomes takes the field for the first time. And that was where I was really watching. I wanted to see what the line did after Mahomes' first action on the field. Boom. Came right back down. First to a pick'em and now back to Kansas City, a 1.5 point favorite after Thursday's practice. And so I'm sitting there going, the people that are running this thing, the people that set those lines and are able to beat the public, giving the public the choice on the picks, like what they see with Mahomes. As far as he's not injured. Now, a high ankle sprain is not going to go away in 8 days. It may not go away in 8 weeks. But obviously, Mahomes is able to manage it. And now we'll have the offensive line of Kansas City. Once again, like I think the 49ers offensive line will be motivated. I also believe that the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line to protect their quarterback will play the lights out. And so Kansas City, it sure does look to me like they can end that three-game losing streak against the Bengals. And when I had the Bengals in the two games last year, but it wasn't based on talent. It was based on the motivation at the end of the season and in that championship game. I thought Kansas City at the time, coming off that emotional win over Buffalo where they used the last 13 seconds to tie it and won in overtime, I thought they'd be a bit of a sitting duck, and yet they were ahead 21-3 before they made the error at the end of the first half of not taking the field goal and not getting anything and going into the locker room, giving Cincinnati a little boost motivationally. So there's three players that started on the Cincinnati's offensive line in week 15 that are going to be missing from this game. Their center, a tackle, and a guard. That's a lot off of an offensive line that was already suspect. They lost their first two games this year against Pittsburgh at home, and in second week, the first time that the Cowboys were playing without Dak Prescott at quarterback, they lost those two games, and one of the big reasons was problem on the offensive line. I think they'll have problems on the offensive line in this game, too. I think Kansas City is the right side of this contest.
Yeah, I like Kansas City as well, and we're still kind of debating to see what the hell happens with all the numbers. I'll probably end up with the Niners just taking the points in that game. Well, we got three more football games left. We got two on Sunday and then one more. It should be a good weekend, huh? I mean, I was saying, Dennis, I know we got to run, but I was saying I like underdog stories. I like all that. But when it comes down to the end, you want to see the big boys go at each other, and that's what we get this weekend.
We sure do. And, you know, it's interesting to note that when we started the playoffs, there were four teams out of the dozen that made the postseason field. Actually, there's 14 now, seven out of each conference. Four of those teams had allowed more points than they scored in the regular season, and six had scored 100 or more over their opponents. Now we've got four teams that were the four highest scoring versus their opponents left, all over 100. And so, yeah, I agree with you. These are we could have put Buffalo in place of Cincinnati. Yeah. I would have preferred that. But those five teams, if we deal Buffalo into this hand too, those are the five best teams that were left in the playoffs, and we've got four of them participating on Sunday.
I have a feeling we're going to be breaking down a lot of Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City, AFC Championship games in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Josh Allen right now. You know, he is in line to join the club of Philip Rivers as a great quarterback that never got the Super Bowl, the way his first five seasons have gone, that I actually feel sorry for him, because he's a quality young man and there's a lot of good players around him, and it's a well-coached and a well-run organization, but it just seems to be a brick short.
No doubt about it. Well, enjoy the games on Sunday, and we will look forward to breaking it all down with you next Friday, Dennis.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. Dennis Renahan, Quacks High Sports, PicksFootball.com.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.